This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness, across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform all over social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, like myself, and also validate the victims and survivors of said disorder. Today's episode is going to be about rock bottom for a narcissist. Y'all know I've done a video about rock bottom before, but a lot more people want to see me do it now. So rock bottom, what is rock bottom? So many people ask me, like, how did you get the therapy? Like, what was the defining moment that got you the therapy and got you to make these behavioral alterations and commit the therapy and things like that? And I tell people, it wasn't just one moment. Rock bottom sounds like one place, right? If rock bottom sounds like you fall into a hole, and the bottom of that hole is rock bottom. But for me, it wasn't just that hole. Yes, rock bottom is one singular place. But for me, there was different tunnels to fall into to lead you to that big. Yeah, it's kind of like a cave system. Like, there are multiple holes that you can fall into that lead you into the very rock bottom. Like, I fell down financial rock bottom, no money, broke. Educational rock bottom, wasn't even finished with school. I had a damn near a 4.0 GPA in high school. Wasn't even finished with college in my early 30s. Wasn't finished with school or anything like that. You see, rock bottom. You see all of it right there. Financial, educational rock bottom. Marriage rock bottom. My wife was unhappy. You know what I mean? It's just mental rock bottom. Yeah, I didn't know what was going on inside of my head. Everything was going on. I wasn't happy. Like, success rock bottom. I wasn't where I wanted to be in life. It was an accumulation of rock bottoms. Tunnel through tunnel. I fell down a financial hole, then slid down to the mental hole, then slid down to the emotional hole, sliding everywhere. Rock bottom for me was not just one singular event. It was a culmination of things. Like, I met at the rock bottom. I bloop, hit the bottom of the rock, and boom, 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 there we go. Here we are. This all happened in one moment. Bam! Because of all my other rock bottoms, I'm right there screaming at my, like, five, six month old son. Right? I'm just yelling and screaming at him because he would not stop crying. I could not concentrate on what I was doing. My wife had left. She had went to work or whatever, but she had a gym or wherever she was at. She came back and she came into me screaming at my six month old, and she was yelling and screaming at me, and I was yelling and screaming. And so I was like, I can't get anything done in this damn house because of y'all. Y'all holding me back. I'm blaming them for holding me back in life. I'm blaming them for every single thing that's going on. But then she's like, I'm gonna leave. And I was like, get the hell out, get out then. You know, I can easily replace you. I'm yapping. I do a lot of yapping. I'm yapping at her. And then on the way out the door, she said, it's so hard to live with a damn narcissist. Bang, close the door on me. I'm like, you're a narcissist. I opened the door, screaming out, you're a narcissist, blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? But when she left, I was sitting at home angry. I'm stewing mad. I want to punch holes in the wall. I want to do all that stuff. But yeah, no, I got it. You're a homeowner. You got to fix that stuff. The landlord can't come fix it. You know what I mean? So I'm just like, here we go. I said, what else do I need to do right here? I said, I looked up the word narcissist. I mean, rock. Look, everybody was gone, y'all. Everybody was gone. My kids were gone. My wife was gone. My money was gone. My education was gone. My fitness was struggling. My physical health was struggling. I was a physical rock bottom. Yeah, I'm just like, literally all these rock bottoms at the same time. I'm by myself. And guess what? I can't blame them anymore. I'm looking at myself in the mirror, mad as hell. I got my belly coming back. I was like, what is going on? You know what I mean? I can't blame my wife. I couldn't blame my kid anymore. Rock bottom was a lot of stuff. And she removed her. But what did your wife do to get you to go to therapy? She removed herself from the equation. So I couldn't blame her in that moment. She was gone. I'm right there dealing with it on my own, by myself. Could not blame her. Had nobody else to blame. Nobody else to blame. I literally, there's no one else out there to blame other than myself, other than what I had going on. You know what I mean? Who can I blame? My wife is gone. My kids are gone. My oldest son was with his mom. Can't blame him.
This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
You know what I mean? I'm unhappy at work. I'm supposed to be like, I didn't go to college to play sports like I was supposed to do. I was laid out. Nobody else to blame except for me. And rock bottom for everybody else is going to look different. My rock bottom was at the same time. It just so happened I hit rock bottom at the same time. No matter how much personal development I had put in, no matter how much time I had worked on myself, no matter how much I had going on with my mind and my mental health, I was at rock bottom in that moment in time. Nothing else. I was just like, what is going on? I'm just tired. I'm screaming. I'm yelling into a pillow. I'm punching the bed. I'm doing everything. Look, what is going on with me? Why can't I succeed? You know? And I was just like, it just clicked. I'm like, why the hell did she call me a narcissist? You know what I mean? I was like, she could have called me anything in the world. I was like, why did she call me a narcissist? So I got inquisitive and looked up narcissists on Google. And you know, Google, you type in narcissist on Google. I'm going to do it right now. Narcissist. You type in narcissist on Google. It says, did you mean narcissistic personality disorder? No, it comes up and says narcissism. And then narcissistic personality is right there in the, like, right there at the, you don't have to scroll down. It's right there on the top. Like, narcissistic personality disorder. Traits of a narcissist. What is this? I click on it. Boom. All the signs and symptoms of a narcissist right there. I was like, oh my God. And right there in that moment, I was searching, like, in that moment of time, I was searching for answers as to why I behaved the way that I behaved. Why I did the things I did. And guess what? God put it in front of me. God put that word narcissist in my wife's mouth. I know I don't know a whole lot of religious stuff on here because I know religious manipulation and spiritual abuse is real, but I believe in God. And I just feel like in that moment in time, God gave me the answers I was looking for. Narcissist. And I don't, you look up narcissist, it's all bad. Y'all, it's literally all bad. Look, struggle with personal relationships, overwhelmed with sadness, all this stuff. Personality qualities include thinking very highly of oneself, needing admiration, believing others are inferior and lacking empathy for others. You see all that? I'm just like, wow. It gave me the answers as to who I was. I've been asking these questions since I was 7, 8, 9 years old, y'all. I've been asking these same questions. Why do I feel different? Why are my emotions different? Why do I see people in relationships and happy and love? I just like, why do y'all feel this? Why are y'all holding hands? I'm reading magazines like Cosmopolitan magazine, trying to figure out how to be a human. I'm doing all of this stuff, right? You see me putting all this work in, doing all of this stuff, trying to get to that point. I'm just like, what is going on with me? As a kid, I was reading those magazines, trying to learn how to fit into society. What do girls like? Girls like funny people. I'll be having people dying laughing. That's part of my personality. That's part of the personality that I've crafted together to build this character you see right now. So rock bottom, bam. And so many people ask, like, how do I force my significant other to rock bottom, or my mom to rock bottom, or my dad to rock bottom? You make it sound like you can push them off a cliff and make them hit rock bottom. You can't do that. You have to remove yourself sometimes as a crutch. You are like, maybe if they're falling down into the crevice of rock bottom, they reach up and grab that. You know, if you fall down, you see videos of people falling down the mountain and there's like random tree branches on the side of the mountain or the side of the crevasse or whatever, a random tree branch or random cliff. You might be that tree branch or that cliff that they grab onto before they hit rock bottom. You might be a supporter of them and supporting their behaviors and they can blame you. I almost hit rock bottom, but that tree branch right there, who is my wife, who is my husband, who is my mom, who is my dad, I grabbed onto them and they caught me and they pulled me out before I could hit rock bottom. A lot of people can't hit rock bottom because you're not letting them hit rock bottom. I'm not telling you to leave. My wife left. The tree branch that I was falling down. I was gonna blame her. I was falling down the mountainside of rock bottom. That tree branch that was her and my kids. She took the tree branch went back inside of the mountain. Couldn't grab onto that. And guess what? Smack. A lot of people can't hit rock bottom because you're there for them. Because you believe the lies, because you keep giving them second, third, 19th, 20 chances. People can't hit rock bottom because they have people who are not allowing them to hit rock bottom. And rock bottom might not be the end all be all for this person. What if they hit rock bottom, go to therapy, and decide this is who they want to be? I'm a narcissist. I can't do anything about it. You have to deal with me because this is how I can't change anything. What happens then? You're going to feel like you wasted time. I'm not telling you to remove yourself. I'm telling you to take a look, take a bright look, take a good look, take a step back and see if you are helping this person, just enabling this person's lifestyle. See, I keep getting cheated on. You keep getting cheated on. You keep getting cheated on. Repeat that sentence. You keep getting cheated on. What happens if you remove yourself? It's no longer cheating because you're not in a relationship. You're not getting cheated on anymore, are you? But I miss them. Who, y'all, this missing, I miss them and I love them. All that stuff right there, that stuff is going to...
This episode is brought to you by Liquid IV. When you hydrate with Liquid IV, you're powered by HydraScience. HydraScience is Liquid IV's science-backed formula with an optimized ratio of electrolytes, vitamins, and nutrients. Experience great-tasting hydration for mental clarity, physical endurance, and overall well-being. Sip into something that up-levels every moment. Liquid IV. Tear. Pour. Live more. Visit us at liquidiv.com.
This is going to destroy you. I promise you. Missing people and hold on to people and just not letting them hit rock bottom. Every time I try to leave, they think about committing. They think about unaliving themselves. They say they're gonna go into the bathroom and take a knife and slit every artery. And I was like, look, if you think that they are actually going to go in the bathroom and unalive themselves, what do you think they're gonna do to you? Like, I'm about to go in here and unalive myself. But first, let me go unalive my wife and my husband and my kids first. You didn't remove yourself from the situation. You stayed there. Like, I'm going to stay here. I'm going to stay by your side. And they took you out of here too. I'm just telling y'all, you don't mean more to these narcissistic people than they mean to themselves. So if they will take themselves out of here, they will take you out of here too. I think I just got a story. Somebody sent me an email last night. Somebody was threatening to unalive themselves and she removed herself from the situation. And he actually did it. Now she's feeling guilty. I'm like, look, that guilt is not yours. They wanted you to be there for them. They told me to come over there at night. I just can't help but think if I went over there, I could have saved them. Nope. You'd have sacrificed yourself and been a schmurder unaliving. God, look, I'm telling you. Some people can't hit rock bottom because you don't allow them to hit rock bottom. Y'all saw, you're like, but what if they hit rock bottom and they get better and they don't want to be with me anymore? Then you find somebody that does want to be with you. Sometimes rock bottom means they're going to bounce up and onto the other side of the crevice and you might not be over there. You can love them from a distance. So many people are worried about the narcissist loving somebody else more than they love them. What if they treat the next person better? Who gives a damn if they treat the next person? How are they treating you? Y'all care about the next person more than you care about yourself. That's the empathy y'all brag on having somebody. But what about me? Look, listen to that. What about you? What about you? What about you? Y'all be so worried about the narcissist treating other people better, you forget about how you're being treated. How are you being treated? You, personally being treated. How? You. I'm talking to you. How are you being treated? Y'all worried about the next person getting treated better. How are you being treated? How are they treating you? Even if they hit rock bottom, go to therapy, get better. Is it enough for you to forgive them for the stuff that they put you through? Or the stuff that you stayed through? Because they're going to tell you stayed through it. The stuff you put yourself through. Because you didn't have to stay here. Nobody forced you to stay here. Nobody held you hostage. There have been some hostage situations, but nobody held you hostage most times. You know what I mean? It's up to you. It really, really is. So rock bottom, you can't force them to rock bottom. And sometimes you're not allowing them to hit it. My significant other lost their job. And I felt rock bottom was coming, but I gave them all my money in my bank account, and they left me. You don't allow them to hit rock bottom. Y'all don't like to see people suffer. You don't like to see people struggling. Sometimes people need this struggle to figure out who the hell they are and what the hell they want to do. Y'all trying to save people. Stop trying to save everybody. You can't save everybody. How you going to hit rock bottom if they can't hit rock bottom if you throw them parachutes? That same rock bottom that could change their life, you threw them a parachute, they landed safely. They landed safely. They couldn't smack the ground. You threw them a parachute, they just landed safely. Like, oof, safe landing. Thank you. No. Sometimes you had to remove yourself like my wife did. But she came back and gave you another chance. I'm working on my... I told her, like, you don't have to come back. And I meant that. I mean it today. You don't have to come back. You absolutely do not have to come back. I'm going to work on me. I'm not doing this for you. I told you, I can't do this for you. I told her, I'm not doing this for you. I can't do this for you because I will regret you making me put this work in. I'm doing it for me. So when I have to, why am I working so hard? I can look at me. And there's multiple rock bottom. I'm hitting rock bottom every day. But yeah, I talk to people, like I say, y'all know I do my one-on-ones over Zoom or whatever. If y'all interested in doing the one-on-ones over Zoom, Austin, Texas coming in October 15th. We're going to do one-on-ones in person. We're going to do like a Q&A session. It's going to be like I think Austin, Texas is turning into like a real speaking event. So Austin, Texas is going to be a speaking event with multiple speakers, panel discussion and things like that. So thank y'all for tuning in to this episode. Look, sometimes you have to remove yourself and hitting rock bottom, but always protect yourself when you remove yourself. Stay safe. Stay empowered. Like and subscribe for more. And as always, Mental Illness is out. Peace.